Hello, everyone. God's love and blessings be yours. De Colores. This reflection is based on the first reading for November 27, 2023, Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 20, found at the link given in the written version of this reflection. Also, I will reference 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, which states that all scripture is from God, is God-breathed, is inspired by God, depending on the translation you read. So keep that all in mind as we begin today's reflection. Are you ready? Because here we go. Daniel's diet. Give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. That is what Daniel said to Ashpenaz, the chief chamberlain of King Nebuchadnezzar's court. And in case you do not know, for your information, a chief chamberlain is the head officer of the royal court, kind of like the chief of staff in organizations today. This means that the king put his top guy in charge of Daniel and his companions. The king thought highly of them. Ashpenaz offered Daniel and his friends full meals to eat straight from the king's table. But Daniel refused. Why? Daniel refused because he did not want to defile himself with the king's food or wine. And Ashpenaz insisted. Again, Daniel refused. Daniel replied, "Please, sir, test your servants for 10 days. Give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then see how we look in comparison with the other young men who eat from the royal table, and treat your servants according to what you see." Well, long story short, Daniel and his friends did very well with vegetables and water. And later on, they became high rankers in King Nebuchadnezzar's court. The only and entire reason why that happened is because they followed their faith and they believed strongly in God. We should do the same. Which brings me to my second point. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is directly from God and is suitable for training in righteousness, is how the scripture reads. You see, God knows what he is talking about. This is so appropriate that I get to write this reflection on the heels of the Thanksgiving holiday. We all eat vegetables on the Thanksgiving holiday. Vegetables are good for us. It isn't just something your mom made up. It's true. God told this to Daniel. Daniel believed in God's word. And Daniel reaped the benefits. We should do the same. Now all this ties in nicely with a bonus third scripture verse today. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, which reads, in effect, the word of God is alive and active. God's word is as applicable today as it was when it was written, as it was 1,000 years ago, as it was yesterday, as it is today, and as it will be for as many tomorrows as we can fathom. God's word is truth. Daniel believed it. We should do the same. In the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, love one another. Your brother in Christ, Hank Pervoznik.